To get to the coal in Shea Mine Number 1, you have to take a freight elevator down 350 feet into the earth.
It's rough, 350 feet.
For decades, this mine in Macoupin County, Illinois, was the Monterey Mine owned by ExxonMobil, which closed it. About 300 miners lost their jobs. But it opened again last year as Shea Number 1. About 65 people work here now. Shea Number 1 mine manager Roger Dennison says even with fewer miners working here, people are pretty happy about the mine opening again.
I mean, every place you see it happen, they go away, the jobs and things like that, you know, really hurts the economy. So, yeah, they were definitely pumped up about this coal mine reopening.
But keeping the mine and others like it open is going to get tougher if Congress or the Environmental Protection Agency restricts greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide that contribute to climate change. Burning coal emits huge amounts of CO2. Electric generating power plants might find burning coal is far more expensive in the future because of penalties for CO2 and turn to other fuels. The president of the Illinois Coal Association, Phil Gannett, is down in the mine with us. He says Illinois coal has another problem. It's high sulfur coal, which means burning it emits sulfur dioxide. That causes acid rain. Only power plants with SO2 scrubbers can burn it. But Phil Gannett says there might be another use for this coal.
The other emerging market would be coal gasification, because SO2 amounts in coal doesn't make any difference in a gasification plant.
Gasification might be a cleaner way to use coal. That's because pollutants can be extracted before the gas is used to run an electric generating plant. Coal gasification is not new. In the late 1800s, early 1900s, coal gasification plants provided synthetic gas for gas lights in homes and for street lamps. But Thomas Edison's light bulb and electricity and natural gas put coal gasification plants out of business. But because it's a cleaner way to use coal, new high-tech coal gasification plants are being planned. One's being built in Edwardsport, Indiana. Lou Middleton is a spokesman for Duke Energy Indiana, the power company building the plant. While coal gasification eliminates other pollutants, it doesn't eliminate carbon dioxide.
The emissions of carbon dioxide from a coal gasification plant such as this are less on a per kilowatt hour basis or per unit of energy generated than what they are from a normal coal burning power plant.
How much less?
About 45% less.
Which would put it on par with burning natural gas. The Duke Energy Indiana coal gasification plant is to be up and running in a couple of years. A company called Tenaska is building another coal gasification plant in Taylorville, Illinois. Back at the Shea Number 1 mine, General Manager Roger Dennison says restricting carbon is going to mean fossil fuels will be more expensive to use in the future, but he believes coal will have a major role in energy for decades to come.
You know, I believe in the balanced energy, but what's the next technology? You know, I believe in coal gasification is a step in between there because, A, it's clean, B, there's all sorts of byproducts that can be used, whether it be hydrogen in the future or this and that.
And the coal industry needs coal gasification, that step in between, because it could take decades for coal-burning power plants to develop and add new equipment to capture CO2 emissions, leaving coal buried in a new energy economy. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.